Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And they are the enemies of freedom. Let me make something very, very clear as we get closer and closer to this election. This is war, metaphorically speaking, but the Democrats are declaring war on you and your thoughts, your freedoms, your rights, your businesses, your way of life. Nancy Pelosi today saying, come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking the 25th Amendment. The Democrats are pushing this country to the precipice, and they had better be very, very careful in the process. There are bad things waiting to happen that history shows us not only can happen, but will happen. If the Democrats continue to push their nuttiness and their absolute failure to accept the last 3.5 years, and what will be the next 4 years, I fear for my nation. I fear for my nation. There's trouble down the road. The Democrats are seeing to it in every aspect, and it is imperative that you get out and vote. There is only one vote for you to make if you value your freedoms at all, gun rights, any of your freedoms, and that's Donald Trump in November, but you already know that. Let's go to my first guest and only guest today. We're going to talk to a good friend of mine, and we're going to get a little bit controversial. The topics, we'll see to it that happens, no question. But Paul Markle, student of the gun, how you doing, brother? Welcome in, Paul.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine, brother. How are you doing today?
All right. Oh, just fantastic, fantastic. Doing what I do every day, try to save the country.
Well, you know, it needs saved. You know, when I just moments ago, when I was catching up on, let me tell you why I was a little bit behind. Because I went down to the Georgia firing line, which is a gun shop in Marietta today, and I picked up a new 512 EOTech optic for one of the rifles. I love it. And I don't think you can have too many optics, right? I love my optics. I had another one over here. I actually have it here. I replaced this Strike Fire, which is a beautiful optic, and I took that off of one of my nickel-plated ARs, and I put the EOTech on it. Give me your thoughts on the EOTech 512s.
Oh, I've been using EOTechs for probably 20 years now, and I've had nothing but success with them. I know they had a little bit of an issue when L3 bought them, but the good news with EOTech is that they've separated from L3, and some of the really good people that used to work for them, they got pushed out during the corporate buyout a few years ago, are back. So I'm kind of excited for the future of EOTech.
I'm excited. You know, I think whatever you need a good optic on your rifles. You have to have them. I've got a number of them I've collected over the years, but the 512 to me, it's the classic. It's the classic EOTech. It's what you see on, you know, virtually every law enforcement rifle out there. Many military rifles,
you know. It's a double A, so you know you can get batteries for just about everywhere, it's just a good overall heads up optic.
Got two switches on it, really easy to control. The brightness is easy to control, and you can run it for a 4-hour auto shut off by turning it on one location. You can turn it on the second location for an 8-hour auto shut off. And you're right, it's the double A bats in that thing that are beautiful because you can get them anywhere, and you don't have to worry about the 1, 2, 3. You know, smaller batteries that tend to get a little bit expensive depending on where you're going, or you got to go to a local specialty store. You got to order them online because they're out at Home Depot. So, yeah, that's definitely a plus. But anyway, that's fun stuff for the day. I was disappointed yesterday when because the next AR on my list, I have the original Smith & Wesson M&P Sport, if you remember the rifle from a number of years ago, Paul. When it first came out, the magazine well was not beveled. I have one of the original serial numbers, and the magazine well wasn't beveled. So my rifle will not seat the older P-Mags that were out at the time. In fact, it took about a year for some of those PMAGs to come out that would actually seat in that Smith & Wesson M&P. Smith & Wesson said, you can send the gun back to us. We'll fix the magwell for you. Or you can keep the gun in your original condition and use the metal magazines until PMAG changes. And I just decided to keep it. The problem with that is the last time I had it out on the range, in fact, the last time I had it out on the range with someone besides me, I was with Patricia Huff at Gunbroker. I took six magazines with me. Three of them wouldn't seat because they were original PMAGs I had in the stash. And then I got to thinking, see, that's a problem I have to fix. So there's that. But the price on those has gone up in some gun shops from anywhere to $650. I've seen them as high as $900 for the Smith & Wesson M&P Sport 2s. So that's why I tell you out there, listeners, if you find what you want today, buy it. Don't put it off thinking you're going to get it tomorrow. Is that good advice, Paul?
Yeah, it cracks me up when people send me messages and they say, oh, I saw this at a gun shop and I'm thinking about buying it. What do you think? Like, I'm thinking you better get back there before
it's thinking
gone.
Somebody else thinking. Already outthought you and already bought it. Okay, look.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. It's just good advice today. Okay. Buy what you see. If you like it, if you want, it's not going to get any less expensive tomorrow. You're not going to find a better option. It's either going to be gone or it's going to be more money. So buy what you can today. And that goes for ammo. Also on the ranges, what I'm finding, I'm not going to give away one secret, but I will tell you, for example, Georgia Firing Line, great company down there in Marietta. If you're in Georgia, you're listening on WGKA, go check out the guys at Georgia Firing Line. But the ammo situation in many ranges right now, including a very large range not far from me, not Georgia Firing Line, but Paul, there, you know, you see boxes of, there's cases of ammo against the wall, brother, but it's range ammo only, and they're not selling it. So unless you buy a pistol and they allow you a certain amount, many ranges around the country just simply do not have enough supply and are keeping it for range use only. Are you seeing the same thing out west, out where you are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, this goes back to the Obama administration when we were having craziness. And, like, you know, one of my favorite gun shops, I talked to him and he said, look, I got to hold stuff back. He said, I've got stuff here. I've got it behind the counter. He said, but I can't sell guns if I don't have ammo to sell. You know, I can't sell somebody a 380 and they say, okay, well, I need some ammo for that. And like, oh, I don't have any. You're like, well, then they're not going to buy it. And that's just a simple fact. So, you know, a lot of these guys are having to, and the smart ones are just doing, you know, restricted purchase, like one box per customer or whatever. But yeah, I mean, if you're a retailer and you got guns on the shelf, nobody's going to buy a gun if there's no ammo for it. I mean, listen.
No, it's what defeats the purpose of why they're buying the gun.
Right.
And, you know, now I do have a line on cases at a gun range. And the price on the 9mm for about a half a case is not quite double what it would have been pre-COVID 2 years ago. But it's getting close to it, but still fairly, in today's environment, still very reasonable. And the fact that you can pick up 500 or 1,000 rounds at a half a case or a case already prepackaged is good to know. But I'm going to be honest with you. My range time, as I'm sure many others, is down radically because of the ammo situation and the cost. And I've been in where they only sell you so many boxes, okay? So if you're not going to be wanting to use your own private stash of ammo that you normally would. So it's... There's a lot of dynamics in play here, Paul. A lot of dynamics in play. I don't see it getting any better, do you?
No. And, well, way back during the Obama craziness, that's when we came up with the one-box workout. Because, you know, I said, look, don't stop training, but make every round count.
Right.
Now is not the time to just throw milk jugs downrange and blast away like a crazy person at them. Now is the time that when you go to the range, you need to make sure that every round you're firing is worth something, that you're not just, you know, generating noise and empty brass. Mm-hmm. And that's why we came up with the one box workout. And right now, as we speak, Jared and I are working on essentially what's called a firearms fitness training regime, where we have a specific number of rounds and every single round is designated so that you're getting the absolute most out of your time and out of your money and out of the available ammo that's out there.
Yeah, it's great advice. I mean, listen to what Paul is saying. I'm talking, of course, to Paul Markle, the founder, and the professor Paul Markle, student of the gun. So pay very careful attention to that advice. Now, I got a question in here. While we're on the topic of hardware and we're talking about ammo, let's see who asked this question here of us while we're on the air. Martin says, your thoughts on the Aimpoint Pro. I have an Aimpoint Pro. I love it. I think the price point is around $400, if I'm not mistaken. The flip-ups, it's the red dot reflex sights. They're beautiful sights. I have one mounted on one of my custom ARs. Your thoughts real quick. You have 10 seconds on the Aimpoint Pro.
That sight is on my home defense rifle.
There you go. Martin, I think that answers your question. It's on one of my home defense rifles, and it's on the student of the gun, Professor Paul Markle's home defense rifle as well. Can't go wrong with it. They're absolutely beautiful. We'll be back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, you know, welcome back indeed. And by the way, there are tons and tons and tons of guns on GunBroker.com. If you can't find it on your shelves, and I promise you, you're probably having trouble finding it. It's like that everywhere. You're not alone. GunBroker has it. That much I can tell you. It's there. You'll find everything you want at GunBroker.com. You can use a buy it now, or you can get in a bid if you want to. Make sure you check the reserves. There's ways to do it. If you don't want to deal with the auctions, that's fine. Don't. Go ahead and buy it now. There's tons of ammo out there. It is available for you on GunBroker.com. It is 100% free. They will never ask for a penny from you ever. And you are in fact, the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms microphone. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. Now, my premium and my X Insurance policy, I upped yesterday. I'll tell you about that on Friday. We'll talk about it on Friday. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back, brother.
Welcome back.
How familiar are you? I got another question here since we're staying on hardware. I like talking hardware with you. The FK BRNO PSD 7.5 pistol with the interchangeable barrels, the multi-caliber barrel swap outs. Are you familiar with the gun at all?
Which one are we talking about? A rifle?
No, it's
an
a pistol.
AR-type rifle?
It's a pistol. The PSD multi-caliber pistol. Single action, tilting barrel, FK. Are you familiar with it? Apparently not. It's not a real popular
right
handgun. What's that?
Oh, okay. I'll look it up right now. No, I am not familiar with it.
Okay.
Not familiar with it.
You know what? It's $1,650 is what it's looking at. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with the gun, and I'm looking at it here at the site, FKBRNOUS.com products, and it is looking at about $1,650. It's an interesting concept. Who asked me that online? Fred asked me about that online. I don't know enough about it, but his question was good value or waste of money. Fred, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a clue, and Paul's going to look at it and maybe give you some thoughts on it when we come back during a break. Always like looking at new hardware. No question about that. So we'll take a look at it and we'll see what he thinks. Paul will do that maybe during the break. You take a look at it and give us an opinion on what you see anyway. But kind of hard to tell anything from experience shooting it because I haven't had one in my hands. All right, Paul, you heard me in my very brief opening statement talk about how, you know, this is war. What's happening in this country today from a metaphorical standpoint, when we go to the election, this is war. The Democrats, apparently, we already knew this, but they're going to find something else. Now, Pelosi is talking about invoking the 25th Amendment. If you know anything about the 25th Amendment, listener, that would consider the president to be incapacitated for whatever reason and would put the vice president in office. Nasty Pelosi, this nasty, evil, vicious socialist monster, is willing to take the country, Paul, down this path. These Democrats will stop at nothing, will they?
No, they're desperate. And, you know, Mark, about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little more than 2 weeks ago now, I was with a group of gun writers and media people. And one of the gentlemen who was there, we were having breakfast, and he said, and it turned out he was absolutely correct, and it's not surprising, was that there are a lot of Obama holdovers in Washington, D.C. right now, which we should know. But, you know, this is something I talked about someone today. Unlike most presidents, like when Obama came in, he cleaned house. Anybody from a previous administration was gone because he wanted his people in every agency. But Trump is not a politician. He's a businessman. And to his detriment, Trump went to Washington with the belief that, hey, as long as people are doing their jobs and don't give me a reason to fire them, I'm not going to fire them. I'm not just going to fire them because they happened to be there before I showed up. because that's what politicians do. Politicians just, you know, kill them, or they, you know, give them the axe or whatever. So what we've got now in all the three-letter bureaucracies, ATF, FBI, CIA, I mean, just you name it, go down the line, is a bunch of Obama holdovers. And the opinion that was put forward a few weeks ago by the, in the group that I was in, was that look for these agencies to start dropping bombs, to start pulling out October surprises to damage. For, they're going to attack Trump voters or the Trump base to damage Trump. And we they talked about the FBI, the ATF and this Honey Badger deal from Q, the rifle caliber pistol. And now we see today that the FBI is just shockingly, surprisingly, 3 weeks before the election, is going to pull up charges against some Michigan militia members, you know, for conspiracy to kidnap the queen. Yep. This is not a coincidence. And my question to your audience would be this. If you're upset and you're like, this is terrible and it's horrible and so forth, I'll sit here quietly while you explain to me why the American people should trust the FBI.
I don't think it's a great question, and it's up at the level of this. What is it about today's communist, Marxist, socialist party masquerading as former Democrats? What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? Let me make a prediction here, and I hope to God this doesn't come true. But if in fact, because I personally believe, Paul, I'd like to get your opinion on this too. I believe who wins the White House is also going to take the Senate. Would you agree with that?
That's usually how it works historically.
Right. I'll take that as, yeah, I agree with that. And that gives, if the Democrats win, if Biden wins the White House, they're more than likely going to flip the Senate. If that happens and you have the Democrats in charge of all three levers of power in Washington, D.C., one of their first orders of business, if not their very first order of business, is going to be gun control, period. We're going to see what happened in Michigan. No bones. We're going to see what happened in Virginia be made to look like child's play. So the question is, what is it about the Marxist, communist, socialist, now masquerading as former Democrat agenda that requires you to be disarmed? Okay. So when you put your question together, that question together, you begin to, the pieces of the puzzle begin to fall into place. They cannot, and what they'll do after that, what they'll do next is they'll try to cement their own power permanently. Statehood, D.C., Puerto Rico, pack the Supreme Court, somehow get rid of the Electoral College, somehow legislate around it. All this is coming, Paul. If the Democrats, that's why it is so vital that we continue, that we maintain the White House and put them down. It's unfortunate, but that's where we're at. That's the prediction is going to happen if, in fact, Biden wins. Now, let's go briefly to Michigan. We've got just about a minute in this segment. But you say the queen. This woman is an absolute tyrant in the state of Michigan. I cannot believe Michigan would vote for Biden after having what they've experienced with his surrogate in the state. I mean, that's the logic I'm looking at this. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this a rule under her is the rule under Biden. And she has no regard for the Constitution, for the courts, she has no regard for the legislature. She's going to do whatever she wants to do regardless. End of story.
When we come back, I want to talk about what Paul mentioned, because there is now what Paul was talking about is breaking story. It's being reported, and I don't even say news anymore. There's no such thing. I don't care who you're watching. It's all just opinion. Yeah, there are stories that people just talk about. That's all it is. And they decide what they want you to hear. But the headline, at least at Fox, is violent overthrow. Six people charged after allegedly plotting to abduct, kill Michigan governor. And I'll give you some thoughts on that might be a little bit controversial when we come back. Don't go away. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms slinging platinum microphone. Gotta love this thing. Gotta love the power of these microphones. This one's an EVRE20. Great microphone. It rides in just about every radio station in the country, in most studios anyway, among others. But this is a good one because this one brings Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense to the nation 6 days a week. And all of this, the microphones, the studios are all being powered by X Insurance. Make sure to check out X Insurance, by the way. I upped my policy yesterday, and it's pretty good stuff. I'm in the midst of discussing it on my premium site. I haven't finished all the recordings because it's complicated. People don't realize when you're talking about real insurance, it's a whole different ballgame, and I want to make sure that everything is clear. If you want to join the premium side at Armed American Radio, it's $7.95 a month. I'll never raise your price ever on it, ever. You can visit armedamericanradio.org to do so. and visit xinsurance.com. Make sure to visit all of our sponsors, Car Arms, Gunbroker.com, Lead Slingers Whiskey. That's always a fun place to go. Believe me, Lead Slingers is great. Brad Primo is a regular on the show every Sunday. North American Arms and MyPillow.com. You guys kill it over there. PulseTV.com. The promo codes on everything are AAR. DefenderCoffee.com. AAR. I'm drinking it right here, right now, out of a nice warm mug in the studio. Unbelievable that we're already in the third segment. Let's go back to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, if it's okay, I want to take you back to Michigan. When I saw this headline about Governor Half-Whitmer up there in Michigan, this woman angers me, man. When I see this stuff, I think to myself, who do these people think they are? Where does a person, what kind of person believes they have the power and the authority over their people, as if they're their people, as if the people in Michigan somehow belong to her to control? And my next question is, because this is going to happen. This type of activity, when you have a tyrant in office, is inevitable to some degree. It's absolutely inevitable. She is using the powers of government to put her foot down on the chest of every single resident, costing them their livelihoods, telling them where they can travel, whether they can even go to their second home. Okay, and I could go on. The list goes on. And you got to wonder, at what point in time is the FBI not going to stop in and remove her from power for violating the constitutional rights of the American citizens in her state? Paul, we got you. Come on back to me. Come on, Paul. Paul, jump in, bud. We can't hear you. Are you back with us, Paul? Paul Markle, student of the gun. Say that again, Jim. We're actually gonna go old school and pick up the phone and see where Paul is, because I really want his answer to that question. We don't see Paul. We don't see Paul. Well, then let me tell you about the story of what's going on in Michigan, okay, so that we can put some context in it, and we'll get Paul back in here. That's just how it works. But the actual headline, and I'm going to use Fox News, because out of all of the fake news media, at least Fox News is okay. All right? They're the best option you have, and I can't watch it all day anymore. I can't. I can't watch 5, 8, 10 minutes of some of the stuff. I can stomach Tucker. I can listen to Sean. Some of those things from time, but I can't do whole shows. The piece is titled Violent Overthrow. Six people charged after allegedly plotting to overthrow, kidnap this half-Whitmer tyrant. The FBI uncovered a plot by an armed militia in Michigan to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It announced on Thursday. Seven members of a militia group, Wolverine Watchmen, or associates of Wolverine Watchmen, faced 19 state felony charges filed by Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Separately, six individuals were charged by U.S. Attorney Andrew Burge with federal felonies following search warrants executed Wednesday. They're accused of calling on groups members, their militia groups members, to, number one, identify the homes of law enforcement officers in order to target them. Number two, making threats of violence. These are the accusations. Making threats of violence to instigate a civil war leading to societal collapse, and engaging in planning and training for an operation to attack the state capitol and kidnap government officials, including Governor Whitmer. And Nessel said, and I'm going to quote what he said, Attorney General Dana Nessel, what she said. Is Dana male or female? Could go either way. I don't know. Democrat, Marxist, socialist, communist, whatever. All right, I can hear Paul jumping in the background. There has been a disturbing increase in anti-government rhetoric and the reemergence of groups that embrace extremist ideologies. These groups often seek to recruit new members by seizing on a moment of civil unrest and using it to advance their agenda of self-reliance and armed resistance. This is more than just political disagreement or passionate advocacy. Some of these groups' mission is simply to create chaos and inflict harm upon others. Do we have Paul back? Paul?
Yes, I'm back.
There we go. We've got Paul Markle back. Paul, my original question, I was just putting in context for listeners and viewers while you were out. We knew you were coming back in, but I was putting in context exactly what was going on in Michigan. You're familiar with the story. Mm-hmm. And my question to you is, this woman is a tyrant. Where do people that think like her, Pelosi, they're all the same. Cuomo, Murphy, they're all cut of the same cloth. They're all Democrats, by the way. And for some reason, they feel they have this power over the individual person in the United States that they can step on every aspect of their lives. Let's not forget, this woman has cost thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Michiganders their jobs, their livelihoods. She's told them where they can drive. She's told them when they can go there, what they can do, whether they can even visit their own second home, as if she is some kind of godlike figure. And my question is, Queen, you have fringe people that are going to go nuts, Paul. You're going to have people that react like this. It's not unusual. It's predictable. Yet my question is, why isn't somebody coming in to take out this woman? I mean, remove her from office. Or, the fact is we can't charge these politicians with crimes. OK, we can't take her out of office and charge her. But why? We should be able to do something when it comes to clear violations of the Constitution. It's insanity.
All right. Here's something that we need to talk about right now. After the first presidential debate, the media and Biden started using the term militia. And they started bashing the term militia. Now, this isn't new. It's not new for the left-wing media to use the word militia in a pejorative. But it is certainly new for a presidential candidate to purposely and deliberately, because every word out of their mouths is scripted. I think we can all agree on that, right? They don't just say stuff. So in that first debate, he asked Trump if he would, what did he say? He said, will you denounce the militias and and white supremacists, right? It was the moderator. Will you denounce militias and white supremacists? First of all, if I was Trump, I would have said, I'm not going to answer a question like that because what you've done is put two separate groups in the same question and they're not the same. But that was deliberate. That was deliberate. He threw that out there. They let it mellow. And now, today, we have, miraculously, the FBI has released charges against right-wing white supremacist militia members. Ladies and gentlemen, this crap that's going on in Michigan is orchestrated. It has been orchestrated. This is the FBI trying to damage the Trump campaign. The fact that Whitler went out and immediately denounced Trump and blamed this on him was not an accident. We're playing a game, and this is a dangerous game, and the game is called How Naive and Gullible Are the American People?
Well, we're all walking around in masks. Some of us are walking around in masks in our own automobiles. How gullible are we? I don't know. You're going to have to make that call for yourself. It's unbelievable the times we live in. Unbelievable. I'll tell you how we take her out of office when we come back. There's now 20 attempts to do so. Back after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider FrontSight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada.
FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
That is such a no-brainer, by the way. If you're drinking coffee anyway, which I do every day, why wouldn't I drink coffee that I can donate the profits that I pay when I buy the coffee to the Second Amendment Foundation? Why wouldn't I do that when I have the opportunity to do that for doing something I do anyway? It just, to me, it's one of those no-brainer deals. Hey, that's kind of like saying, hey, you're going to drive to your office every single day. But if you drive going this way, which is going to save you about 15% in time, and it's going to contribute to the Second Amendment Foundation, why wouldn't I do that? I mean, it's one of those no-brainer things. Make sure to visit saf.org. And remember, too, that you are in the GunBroker.com studios. I am on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, which is the Lead Slinger's microphone on Sundays, and the Crossbreed Holster studios on the MonsterCast. And all of it, both shows, is being powered by X Insurance. Make sure to check out X Insurance. If you're looking for a firearm liability policy for concealed carry, why don't you do yourself a solid and get a real insurance company to write you a real policy that really, truly protects you instead of a member benefit that you just don't know is even going to be there for you in the worst time of your life. Paul Markle, student of the gun. A couple things.
Hello. Paul,
somebody sent me, and I will open this now for you. Deprivation of rights under color of law, United States Department of Justice, Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under the color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. The title actually reads, whoever under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district of to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution, laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more for 1 year, if both, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, which I would say, if you are locked down in violation of your rights and you get sick because of it, that would be, in my estimation, an injury. Anyway, you get the deal, Paul. It's the penalties go for up to life in prison or even death.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we wonder why some of this is not used against some of these tyrants when these laws are, in fact, on the book. And I want to thank Matt, I believe it was, for sending that to me. Thank you very much for getting that over to me. I do appreciate it much. You're on your toes, Matt Russell. Thank you. And the other thing, Paul, there are now 20 efforts in the state of Michigan to take her out of office. Just take her out. Get out. 20 of them. 9 have been approved by Michigan courts, and I'm talking about recalls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's currently defying. She obviously – we're in a position right now where these tyrants – are way beyond the whole what does the Constitution allow me to do.
Right.
They're fully into I dare you to stop me. Who has the balls to stop me? That is the game they're playing right now. When the Supreme Court the Michigan State Legislature censured her and said, no, you do not have the authority to do this, and she ignored them. Then the state Supreme Court stepped in and said, no, you do not have the authority to do this. And she went out and held a press conference and said, I don't really care what they say. Right. Matter of fact, I told them to forget about it. Or what did she say? She told them to put a stay on their own ruling, as if the judge or as if the governor can order the courts. She believes she has the authority to order the state Supreme Court to do as she wishes. She is out of control.
Look, and have you noticed now? These are all Democrat governors, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Listeners. They're drunk.
These are all Democrat governors. They're. I don't know what they are. I mean, I'm not really sure what type. I'm sure there's. I'm not a psychologist, but I'm sure there's a psychological profile that matches when you talk about Cuomo's and Murphy's and Whitmer's. And Newsom's. They're all in this. They're all suffering from the same disease known as communist Marxist socialism, formerly masquerading as former Democrats. They're all suffering from that syndrome. We know that to be the case. So they have that in
megalomania.
Common. Megalomania is probably one of them. There's probably a number of these things in play. Megalomania is a good one, I'm sure. And if you look that up, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about here. But clearly, Whitmer is a megalomaniac. There's no doubt in my mind. But I think it's just part of the puzzle. I don't think it's the whole puzzle. I think it's a part. Well, it's just a piece.
You know, in the depths of their souls, all Democrats are they're either cowards or they're bullies or they're both. Because on that side, you cannot be given information and allowed to just decide on your own. Mm-hmm. Whatever they've decided is best for you. That's what you're going to do. And you better get in line and do it, or we're going to send out our Stasi and we're going to make you do it. And that, I mean, whether it goes, I mean, think about it, whether it's cigarettes or abortion or climate change or what kind of car you're going to drive, whatever, they cannot just like say, hey, America, here are the facts, make your own decisions. No. Here are the facts, and here's what you're going to do and how you're going to live. If you listen to them talk, you know, they truly believe that they are the end all be all. And, you know, they're going to tell you how to live. When you have executives, you know, chief executives who believe somehow that an executive order gives them the authority to circumvent the Constitution and override Congress, that's insane. That's a tyrant. That's the textbook definition of a tyrant.
Well, when you put into that mix that they feel this entitlement to be in power, to be in control, that the Democrats, because there's, I could go to so many different examples. Stacking the Supreme Court comes to mind, or eliminating the filibuster comes to mind. Literally taking a wrecking ball to how our government has been run for the last 200 plus years in order to see to it that their opposition, simply the opposing party, And we all know that the pendulum swings back and forth from election cycle to election cycle over the years. It's meant to be that way. And the Constitution was written to protect us from this very type of activity. And when they're willing to take a wrecking ball to that, to destroy it because someone they don't like, whose ideology they don't like, just like I hated Barack Obama's ideology, I wasn't willing to take a wrecking ball to the country and to our, you know, to our form of government so that we could see to it that Barack Obama was never elected again. This is just insanity. And it begs this question, Paul. It's dangerous. We're at a very dangerous crossroads in America. We are at a point in America where I'm afraid at some point in time, a victor is going to have to emerge one way or the other, dude. Talk to me.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We're in uncharted territory. You know, this is not the Democrats versus Republicans of our grandparents. Where, no. Well, they're all the same. They just have different opinions about how to make the country great. No, you're like you said, we didn't like Obama, but we didn't destroy the economy and destroy the Constitution and destroy people's liberty in order to keep him out of the White House. They're literally at a point where they will do anything to keep Trump out.
Well, as I've mentioned before, these people are not going to stop, Paul, until they are stopped. And that day, that reckoning is coming, and it's going to have to. It's inevitable. We all sense it. Paul Markle, studentofthegun.com, studentofthegun.com, studentofthegun.com. Paul Markle, the professor, Professor Paul. Thank you, Paul. Those of
Thank you
tuned in, I love it. Thanks for being in on Facebook. Here's the deal. I'm going to get cut off and run out of time, so carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.